Okay.
Well, at least it's twice as much as the other flags. At least they're like, if you're going to buy that, it's all the flags are about $6.99. This one is about $12, the ally flag. So it's like, listen, if you're going to be kind of weird enough to wear, to go to a pride parade, to be like, to be clear, I'm an ally.
They eat her up every single time she's on that damn stage. She doesn't even, she can walk out there in a diaper. And they're like, Valentina, your smile is beautiful.
For you, it's gold, not blue.
Hello, welcome back to Under Our Roof. I'm Lizzie.
And I think it was Burger King that did the two buns meal for Pride Month.
I couldn't find that one, but I saw it earlier.
I think it was discontinued.
It was like a...
And it might not have been Burger King, so my apologies to the good people at the Burger King if I'm wrong, but there was some burger company that did like tops and bottoms
for it was like
their buns.
Two, you know how like a burger bun, the top of the bun is more rounded and has like sesame seeds potentially, and then the bottom is like more flat?
Well, this Pride Month...
They had some... Let me look up what that was. That one didn't come up in my research, but as you might have picked up on, we're going to be talking about Pride collections and Pride offerings for our latest or our last episode.
Well, the latest, greatest, and last episode of Under Our Roof for this Pride Month.
Yeah.
We figure that, you know, better late than never. We should see, all right, what was the corporate rollout for Pride this year? And we will be rating it on a scale. Was it Burger King?
It was just in Austria, and I think it might have just been an ad. I'm not convinced.
The Pride Whopper.
That they actually offered this in stores, but honestly, maybe they did. They called it a same side bun. Sort of like same sex, like same side. Like basically the top and the bottom is supposed to go together in the normative... normative burgers.
The normative burgers. Heteronormative burgers.
Yeah.
No, when I'm looking at the photo, we'll include all this in the show notes, the bottom buns, the two buns that just have the bottoms on them, looks great. It's the right amount of bread for some people.
Wait, I was going to say the opposite. I want the one with the two tops.
You like more bread.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Burger King Austria, this is not necessarily bad.
Yeah, these photos are appealing.
Maybe this is gay rights. So we're going to be ranking the...
We ranking or are we just kind of giving a score?
Yeah, we'll give them a score on like the 10 out of 10 would be gay rights.
Okay.
Like so, for example, I'm going to say that this Austria Burger King same side bun extravaganza is gay rights.
You know what? Me. I agree. And this is why. It's not a platitude. Okay, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I did the research on finding these and there's one unforgivable t-shirt from one store that will be named later. But it's not a t-shirt with a little saying on it that's annoying.
This feels potentially like a queer person thought of it and was like, this is funny.
Exactly,
this is camp.
Exactly.
It's a bit camp. So I think the scale for me is going to be, if 10 out of 10 is gay rights,
okay,
that's the best, and then, or the gayest, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the most sort of, like, corporate eye roll, like, we're not here for it, I would say that that's a high gay, because of the...
High gay?
Yeah, well, Meg Stalter bit.
Yes, to be clear, H-I, comma, gay.
High gay.
Not H-I-G-H.
Yeah, we will include a link to that video, too, if you're not familiar with it. It's basically, like, this comedian who's so funny.
She's in Hacks.
She's the best, and she has this bit where she, like, is a corporation, like...
A butter shop.
Yeah, well, no, that was this year, but
did butter shop last year.
Was it last year also? Okay.
Cecily's Butter Shop.
Oh, yeah. Where she's, like, pandering to gay people for Pride Month, and it starts off with like, hi gay. So that's our lowest rating.
Hi gay, happy Pride Month. We are sashaying away with deals. This month at the Butter Shop, we're running a special deal. If you can prove that you're queer, you get 3 pints off your choice of creamed, checked, or drowned butter. And if you do mouth stuff, you get 4.
Okay, high gay is the lowest. Although high gay is so funny and good. So
well, it feels weird that like,
but no, I hear you.
Yeah, it's like that's like the most sort of pandering.
Yes.
Blah-dy blah blah gay rights.
All right. Do we have any updates or anything we want to catch up on before we launch into this?
I don't think so.
Well, one thing I feel like some people might be interested to know, because If you've been following Grace in particular for really any amount of time, I feel like you have to know Darren, Grace's best friend, and like, honestly, platonic other half, I would say.
She's family to me.
Yes. She's getting married this weekend. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, she will be a married lady.
I know.
And we are in less than 24 hours. We will be up in Portland, Oregon, with her getting her
married. I will be officiating.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of odds and ends to do today to make sure that I pull off just the absolute best ceremony that I can, because Darren deserves the whole entire world and I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, so that's mostly what's going on in our lives. Bean barked at our neighbor dog this morning, and now he's sleeping off his stress.
I would say some conflict under the roof of the dog. Not under our roof, but I think under the roof of the dogs. Bunny really likes this dog named Cooper in our neighborhood.
Really likes him.
And Bean is not a fan. So I don't know how they're going to resolve this between the two of them.
Yeah.
But Bunny was like, you know, because Bunny's very loyal to Bean.
She is, unfortunately.
So she didn't even play with Cooper that much, as much as she, I think, wanted to. Because she wanted to stick by Bean, who was not into it. And I was like, Bean, like, you can't keep doing this because this is toxic. You're holding Bunny back.
I was just going to say, Bean is so toxic. Like, the fact that he's not wanting Bunny to play with a dog that she really likes is so sad.
It's so sad. I know. And she was, like, playing with, like, she was, like, sniffing Cooper, getting really excited. And then she saw that Bean wasn't into it, and she just went right by Bean's side. And I was like, Bunny, girl, you got to stand up for yourself. Like, do not listen to him.
You can hang
out
with...
You have fun with your friends.
Yes, you can hang out with Bean literally anytime you live with him.
Yeah.
But Cooper, you only randomly see on the sidewalk sometimes, so ignore Bean.
So that's the drama under our roof. Now, let's get into the drama of corporate pride.
Okay, I wanted to start with what I see as kind of the blueprint of corporate pride, which is Target. I feel like there's always a lot of discussion about the Target Pride collection. In my research and experience, it's one of the most extensive. A lot of companies will have kind of like a Pride collection store page on their website, but it's some Pride specific items, and then it'll also be some other items that I think somebody in the marketing team went through and decided could technically be a Pride item, but they're also like a year-round item.
Mm-hmm.
But Target really does a lot, and we had an episode last year on rainbow capitalism and our thoughts on that. That's not really what this episode is. We're not here to really debate rainbow capitalism. We had a lot of thoughts on it.
Go back and take a listen.
I can link that episode in the show notes. I'm not saying we're not here to debate it because I'm pro or against. I don't know. It's the very, very short recap of last year is like, it can mean a lot to some people who don't have access to certain things to show their identity. But at the same time, there's a lot of problems with rainbow capitalism and a lot of room for improvement. I can imagine someone finding a lot of solace in a Target Pride collection who may not have an independent queer bookstore in their hometown, but they have a Target, something like that.
I also remember citing a video of a mom who wanted to show their kid that they were affirming and supportive and came home from Target that day and had like some Target goodies from the Pride collection, and how that meant a lot to the kid because the mom was shopping in Target anyway and then saw like a rainbow shirt and brought it home to be like, I want to wear this because I'm proud of you. And that basically two things can be true. No one is saying that it's great that corporations have co-opted Pride and that a lot of this stuff is really cringy and not the direction that I think we're looking to go towards with Pride.
Right.
But also, you can't negate the fact that it can be very meaningful for some people to have an item that represents them if they've never felt seen or represented their entire life.
Yes. And that's really all I care about, is wanting to support queer people who may find joy in small things. And there's no ethical consumption under capitalism anyway. So it's like, everyone has to spend money at some point, and if you want to spend it on something that's going to bring you a bit of joy, I am not ever going to yuck your yum on that.
I knew you were going to say that. We're not yucking some yums today.
No, we're not.
Except when we yuck the yums, potentially, of the following collections.
No, okay, yes, fair. But I guess what I'm saying is, throughout the rest of this episode, I'm not going to be debating, like, well, is this good that they are doing rainbow capitalism? We're just debating how aesthetic and how good the Pride collections are.
Sure. And if we think a gay person was involved.
Right. And I'm starting with Target because, again, I'm sure there's places that have more stuff and probably independent small businesses, that's their whole thing. But for as far as corporate collections go, big corporate collections, I think Target is the most extensive I've seen. So I'm starting with their homepage. And I'm looking online. I've actually been in Target a couple times this month for a couple household items that I needed. And I did see a really big display in store as well. But just for purposes of the podcast, we're just talking about what they're offering online. So on their main Pride page, they have a bunch of different categories, which is much more extensive than most stores where it's like one page that has all the items.
This is very extensive.
Yeah. So they have basically like an intro message talking about wherever you are in your journey, we celebrate you. Okay. Nice. Great. And then there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
They have family outfits.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It is cute. Okay. So they have 9 different categories of items. I don't know if we can go through each one, but I've selected a few that caught my eye. But they have adult clothing, kids clothing, family outfits, accessories and jewelry, home and outdoor, pets.
My question is, why is the home and outdoor is just a pillow with a flower on it?
Yeah, I thought that too, and I'm gonna look in that one because I'm like, what are you? I don't know. They have books, party supplies, and Bullseye's Playground, which if you're not familiar with Target, Bullseye's Playground is the dollar section. So that's just like stuff that they have. Oh,
I thought they were getting into like kink or something.
I don't think so.
I was like, is this some sort of play that I'm not familiar with? And I was here for it. I was like, Target, yes.
No.
Target said we're going to Folsom Fair.
Okay. So I want to start with Pets Pride. Some really cute things, actually.
They have rainbow leg warmers for cats and dog. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the
LGBT. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the I feel like Bean would look really cute with those.
Unfortunately for everyone listening, they're about to realize just how susceptible I am to rainbow capitalism because I want those leg warmers for Bean and Bunny right
now. I kind of want them too. I honestly might order them.
They have Pride tennis balls for dogs.
That's cute.
Bean does love a tennis ball.
Yeah, I think that his main tennis ball in the yard disappeared.
Yeah, we need a new tennis ball.
I can't
ball.
Find it.
We should get him this new tennis ball.
They have a collar, a rainbow collar. They have a cat toy set, a cat scratch house.
Wait, there's a cat scratch house that says everyone welcome with the rainbow flag on it.
It's cute. Oh, it only has 3.5 stars though.
Oh.
I'm not going to go through.
Maybe they're like, actually, some cats were not welcome.
I'm not going to go through each and every.
I would say the strongest offering was still probably
the leg warmers. Those are so cute. Yeah. They have a lesbian flag drinking bowl.
I mean, the lesbians were outdoors a lot.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like a portable drinking bowl.
That feels like someone did a little research.
Wait.
My first Pride. Dog and cat.
They have
cropped
tank tops for dogs.
That's cute.
That is really cute.
That would look cute on Bunny.
I know. And Bean.
Well, he's been to Pride before.
No, he hasn't. We always.
Oh, yeah. We have to put him in daycare.
We always put him in daycare.
Well, we have too many people over, so yeah. He wouldn't handle it very well.
Wow. They actually have a lot. I was not expecting to, like, want things.
Yeah. Their pet section is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They have faux rainbow lion manes for dogs and cats.
I don't think they would like that.
No. That seems like a nuisance.
Yeah. They have a trans flag drinking bowl as well. They have tutus for dogs. Wow. They have a lot of stuff. Whoa. That cat house is really nice.
That has 4 stars.
Yeah. And it has more flags. It has like all the different flags on it.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. I don't even. There's another page. We could spend the whole episode just on this.
I would say off the top, this is definitely getting a gay rights for me.
Perfect, you're beautiful. You look like Linda Evangelista. You're a model.
This is extensive.
This is extensive. And like, I feel like the style of the crop tops, a gay person was involved.
I will. Yeah. The crop tops are giving kind of like a leather daddy.
Yes, exactly.
Feel, which is so interesting.
I know. This stuff is actually so cute. I'm literally leaving this page open because I might order
them. They're like tank top crop tops.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense. They look like something that an actual gay could wear to Pride. I mean, gays can wear whatever they want to Pride.
Absolutely.
But you know what I mean? Like, they look like something that I would actually see someone in our neighborhood wear.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're for dogs.
Very interested about those leg warmers, though.
I know,
That's the runaway item for me.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't inhibit their movement at all. It's not on their paws.
Right, exactly.
All right, what do we got next?
Those are so cute. Okay, so now let's just look at the adult clothing and see what they have. Okay, so far I'm a little underwhelmed. I would say I think what they're maybe going for is just a bit more understated. Like, the stuff that I'm seeing is not the typical big rainbow flag shirt, which, I mean, everyone needs a good rainbow flag shirt in their closet, but it's sort of like more abstract. Like,
yeah, it says adult sleeveless abstract rainbow dress. So it's but it doesn't look like there's rainbows on it at first brush, but then you look closer and you're like, oh, I guess those are rainbows. Yeah,
I mean, the nice thing is I think you could wear a lot of this stuff year round, which I'm all for, because I definitely want to avoid buying things that you're just buying to wear once. But like this dress, I don't really understand at all why it's in the Pride collection. It's just like a navy blue dress.
I will say wait, scroll up. The lesbian flag sleeveless shirt dress is iconic and maybe one of my favorite items that we've seen so far, only because I guarantee you that a bunch of homophobic women
would buy
this and not realize that they're wearing the lesbian flag.
I totally agree. Because
it's cut so cute. It's maxi dress, like really good for the summertime. I mean, the colors of the lesbian flag are great. Like, yeah. We love.
Bright, cheery colors.
Bright, cheery colors for summertime. I guarantee you that someone unwittingly has worn this to an unaffirming church.
I guarantee, yeah. If this were just in the regular Target sales rack, I wouldn't necessarily think lesbian flag, but absolutely. I see it now.
Yes, totally. And for that alone, I say gay rights.
Yeah,
because that is a queer behind the scenes working towards furthering our agenda. That is like inclusivity, despite if you even know it or not. We will be represented in your churches. Yeah. And you are going to do it against your judgment.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, so now we're getting into some more t-shirts, and they have like a really nice, simple pink and blue tie-dye trans rights or human rights shirts. That's a great shirt. I would wear that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through every single shirt, but they have kind of some cheeky sayings, like a shirt that has a sort of old school comic style drawing of what looks like a woman or a femme saying, busy thinking about girls.
I'm kind of underwhelmed by their graphic t-shirts, I have to say. Yeah.
Oh, they but have that- a... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's just because a graphic t-shirt's got to be real snazzy for me to snatch it up.
I think. I agree with you. They have a Trixie and Katya tank top that's
cool.
Pretty cool. They have a lot of Schitt's Creek stuff.
So they probably licensed a lot of that.
Yeah. And then some stuff.
You know what's actually cool? They have obviously a collaboration with Levi's, and Levi's are very gay. The gays do love Levi's because it's pretty true to size.
Yeah, this is actually pretty nice. It's just like a cream pullover crew neck sweatshirt with a rainbow Levi's logo in the upper left, I guess.
Yeah.
That's like pretty small.
I think that I would say Target this year went for, they want to give you your graphic tees, which they've given. And then also, they want to just, like, give you stuff that you can wear year-round. It seems like they're looking for a little bit more longevity. Oh, and then the big thing was that they're selling binders this year.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't...
Or is that the swim tops?
It looks like these are swim tops, but they're kind of in the style of binders. Let me go...
I thought they did...
Well, there's six more pages.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of, like, what I would call inclusive swimwear. I don't know if that's the right term, but... they have some bags. They have a lot of underwear. It's pretty kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah. Sephora. Yeah. I think a lot of queer people, I feel like, probably shop at Sephora. It's a popular makeup store.
We love makeup.
And a lot of queer people love makeup. A lot of queer people wear no makeup. But, you know, there's all kinds. And anyway, so the Sephora page has basically like a splash page that says celebrating fearlessness, nice and organized. I would say this is very nicely organized. They start by saying Pride eye makeup. They have different palettes, different products that will add some glitter to your look. It seems like I'm just kind of giving like a cursory look of this. It seems like probably a lot of makeup companies don't do just Pride collections is my guess, but Sephora has gone in and then highlighted things they think would be useful.
And they think are gay rights.
Yeah. And my guess is probably there are gay people, only because every time I've ever been to Sephora, there seems to be a lot of queer people working there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So my guess and hope is that also continues at the corporate level and that the people that are making these decisions of what to promote on the website for Pride are also queer, because I trust a queer with my makeup selections.
Almost exclusively, to be honest.
So they have, like, for instance, under Pride Eye Makeup, they have this eye, cheek, and lip cream pigment. And it looks like maybe a primer kind of thing. That's not a Pride eye makeup per se, but I think somebody's come in and said, hey, I think this would help you achieve the Pride eye makeup look that you want. And then here they have like a glitter stick under just general Pride makeup. They have Selena Gomez's line, Rare Beauty.
Yeah, they also had House Labs, which is Lady Gaga's company.
They have Lady Gaga's line. They seem to have just like some general, again, things that evidently someone thought would be good for a Pride look. They're not super Pride specific. They have some...
Ooh, Pride skincare.
Yeah, they have Pride skincare. It looks like Kiehl's maybe did like a Pride line because they have that logo. And then aside from that, it's like they have self-tanning drops, I guess, if you want to have a glow for Pride. But other than that...
This is like an interpretation on inventory they already probably were carrying.
They have Pride hair care. 3 out of the 4 products are all JVN.
Yeah.
So good for them.
good for them.
They do have a few things that maybe are specific to
I feel like Pride this month. This would be kind of sweet. In the sense of, like, if you were a parent or a guardian or you had a loved one and you wanted to get them, like, a Pride care package, but maybe you're not a part of the community, like, lists like this are helpful of, like, these are products that perhaps the gay in your life may like. You know, yeah. I can see someone going to, like, the Pride fragrances. Like, what does Pride smell like? Like, that's not really a real question, but it could be helpful for, like, someone's aunt to, like, oh, I saw this, like, hair care and... fragrance and this like lip product, I'm sending it to you, so thank you Sephora for helping me like narrow down what might feel like a very daunting task.
Yeah, agreed. And they have at the bottom, I think this should be at the top.
I totally agree, but this should be the first thing.
But they have at the very end LGBTQ plus founded makeup and beauty products, so yeah,
that should be the first thing.
A few things there also interesting. I was scrolling through a brand that I have used, Too Faced. I didn't know they were queer founded, but apparently they are.
We know nothing about makeup, really.
No, we're not so really makeup girlies.
We're not makeup girlies. Spoiler alert, I don't know, some people might have thought that. They're like, I go to Semler for all my makeup advice.
I mean, I do wear makeup, but it's like pretty basic. I'm more into what's under the makeup, like the skincare.
Yeah, we love a skincare.
But my makeup is so basic.
We can do an episode on our skincare routine if you're interested. I don't think anyone's asking for it.
Well, did you listen to my last episode?
I haven't listened to it. I am not done yet. I'm on 18.
Okay. Because I talk about my skincare. I don't really say what I do, but I just talk about investing in good skincare. And I offer to do.
I do love it.
It's fun. Talk about skincare. But okay, let's move on to Forever 21. Now, I feel like Forever 21 is not like I chose them specifically because I think they have gotten a decent amount of backlash just for fast fashion practices, which probably apply to almost every brand we're talking about because these are all major brands. But I was curious if they have a Pride collection. I find Forever 21 stores to be like so overwhelming and chaotic.
Yeah.
So I've actually looked for Pride stuff there in the past just to see if they had anything interesting. And I actually think I got a Pride shirt there.
We did.
A few years ago.
Yeah. It was your Fruit Loops shirt.
Yeah, they had like a Fruit Loops cereal t-shirt, but it was cropped. And so I wore that to Pride like 4 or 5 years ago. So I have been known to indulge, but I don't think that was technically a Pride collection. It was like a cereal collection.
We just ended up finding some stuff that worked for us.
Yeah. So earlier when I was speaking of an Unforgivable t-shirt.
Tell me.
I was speaking of this one, which says, love is never canceled.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. What if someone listening has...
Love is never canceled?
What if someone listening has this t-shirt?
Oh, you know what? It's okay if someone listening has this shirt because we're all allowed to have a different taste in shirt. Everyone should not like the same shirt. I think the saying on the shirt is a it's eye roll inducing. It's very high gay. I can literally imagine Meg Stalter saying that.
Oh, we didn't rate Sephora, did we?
Oh, Sephora, I would say a soft gay rights. Only because I think that the LGBTQ plus founded brands should have been at the
top.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think that that should be made the priority. It is Pride Month after all.
Right. So Forever 21's entire Pride collection is only 5 shirts.
Stop.
And they're all the same, like, neckline and style.
And a very bland heather gray. It looks like kind of printmanship.
Well, so if you, it looks like there's other colors if you click, because that they also come in, like, maroon.
Mm-hmm.
Maroon or gray. The colors of Pride. And you know what I mean? It's like, why just those two colors? And it looks like they didn't even create these shirts to make the web store items. They just photoshopped the different text on the exact same photo of a shirt. So all 5 of them, one says Forever Proud, one says Love is Love 3 times. Two different ones say Love is Never Canceled. I guess they really loved that.
They were like, this is amazing, revolutionary.
One of them has Love is Never Canceled in, like, rainbow font, and the other one has Love is Never Canceled in gold font. And then the last one is Don't Ever Be Afraid to Show Off Your True Colors, which is kind of ironic because it's a gray and black shirt.
Wait, that's so funny. A gray and black shirt. Don't ever be afraid to show off your true colors. We will not be showing ours, but you don't be afraid to show off yours.
Yeah.
To be clear, we are monochrome. We are Pleasantville black and white television, but you go off. You show your true colors.
Yeah. This is a very bad collection. Pretty bleak of a Pride collection.
Yeah.
And this it feels like sad. Someone just was not feeling well that day and, like, really phoned in their assignment to make a Pride collection, and this is what they came up with.
Steven, is the Pride collection done? Yeah. No, it's done. How many shirts did I need again? 5. I am only seeing 4 now in the listing. Oh, okay. Let me do another one of those Love is Never Canceled again.
In a different color.
In a different color.
A pretty weak high gay.
A very, very weak high gay. Love is Never Canceled.
All right, let's look at a video from Postmates. So Postmates had a commercial. So this is more of a commercial than a collection, but I thought it was worth including. It is a commercial that the title is Eat with Pride, introducing...
I always do.
Introducing the bottom-friendly menu on Postmates.
Great.
So we can link this as well.
Okay.
What are you eating this Pride? Well, if you're a top, it seems like you can eat whatever you want. But if you're a bottom, you're expected to starve? Aww. Not this Pride. Introducing the bottom-friendly menu from Postmates. Aww. We teamed up with Dr. Evan Goldstein from Bespoke Surgical to bring you a menu of bottom-friendly foods backed by science. Insoluble fiber won't help you feel cute, so avoid things like whole grains, wheat bran, cauliflower, potatoes, legumes. Hold up, are you just fully diving into those beans? The problem with these foods is they don't dissolve in water, which could cause a traffic jam in your digestive system, making a mess of your evening. Speaking of messy, it's a good idea to avoid dairy.
I cannot handle lactose right now. Look at her.
If you're going to eat something insoluble, give your body about 24 hours to process all of it. Eat me. Soluble fibers and protein are the key to having some good, clean fun. These all digest easily and slowly while feeding your good gut bacteria, which makes sushi a great bottom-friendly option. There's no right or wrong way to bottom, but if you're planning on getting peachy this Pride, the bottom-friendly menu on Postmates has the kinds of foods that can keep you feeling good.
Are you working?
Okay. I'm speechless.
I am speechless. They are donating to the Okra Project. You can't see that, or they don't say it out loud, but they put it on the screen. So that is amazing because the Okra Project does great work. So
I think this gets a huge gay rights. I mean, maybe the highest.
I do think that Postmates with this commercial and these menu items have truly gone where no corporation has gone before. It's so campy.
That is not what I was expecting.
No.
That is like a genuine PSA. I mean, I, not to go into TMI, but I feel like this is like more geared towards a different, I don't know what the word is, different anatomy than maybe what I'm
working. Or a different sexual preference.
Yeah. So I can't like super.
With intimacy.
Yes. That's, yeah. That's the better explanation. I can't like totally relate, but I can, I've heard enough that I, like, no. I understand enough about like gay guys.
No, we like, I totally understand, like every, if you're queer, like you understand what they're talking about.
Yes.
But it is so jaw dropping because we have never, that's what I mean. Like this is uncharted territory.
Exactly. I was expecting something that, I don't know, like just maybe like a one little joke or like something. That was actually very in-depth and informative.
It was very in-depth, very informative. And I feel like corporations for a long time, especially like post-marriage equality, were like, love is love. Like all that we want to think about is like your love and that's kind of it. And we don't want to like interrogate anything more than the needs, concerns, and the inner workings of the queer community, because actually we think that's a little gross and keep it to yourself. But love is love.
This is like,
no, love is love, and we know that you guys are having sex.
And we want to facilitate that to be as great as possible for you.
So here at Postmates, we have created a menu just for you. It's iconic. It's so, also that they did like stop motion animation with fruit dressed up in various sort of pride / queer going out attire.
Yeah, like, okay,
the fruits are literally queer-coded. I mean, they're already fruits.
Well, I feel like
the eggplant is a top. Like, come on.
I feel like we should very, very briefly explain, in case, we will link this, but if you're not able to see it and see the actual visuals in this, there's an eggplant that has kind of like some leather bondage type wear.
Yes.
Then, well, and it's like stop motion, like Grace said. And that's the top. And it's like tops can eat whatever they want. Like, it's the eggplant's like eating a taco and like isn't concerned. And then it has like a little pretty small peach, like a good amount smaller than the
cutest,
a very cute little peach that is the bottom. And they even have like, did you see one that has like a piercing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They went all out with this. I can't even tell
you. It's so creative. There was absolutely a gay person involved. Like
there were a team of gays involved.
Like there's the attention to detail on this.
That was stunning, honestly, in a good way.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm looking at the palm trees are sliced up kiwis with cherries.
And the sun is an orange.
This is so good.
They were like fruits.
I do think this will go down in history as like a turning point for rainbow capitalism. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
That was truly incredible.
And the kind of the cool thing about it too is that I have a feeling that if you were a straight cis person, you could watch that commercial and be like, what? Like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, be like, totally not get it.
Yeah. And so by making it like this inside joke, but also very informational for queer people, a very like, if you know, you know, type commercial. But it's also so cute because the fruit looks very cute. And it's the stop motion animation is so good. That's how you win.
Yeah.
Like that's far and away the most gay rights we've seen. That far surpasses the animal leg warmers from Target.
It does. Yes.
What's next?
Okay. Next up, we have Walmart. And I haven't actually looked through this one in detail yet because there's a lot of different pages. And it actually seems like what Walmart is doing is linking to different sort of like creators and brands within their catalog of things that they already have. So at the top, they have this like sports line, it looks like, from it says founders and partners Michelle and Stacy. Do you know these people?
I do not know who Michelle and Stacy are, but I mean, they are obviously partnered.
It looks like a very sporty couple that has some kind of line of, it looks like they have specifically a pride collection and like a sportwear line. I think their line might be called Love and Sports, just based on this.
Cute.
Yeah, it does look cute, and I appreciate that. Clearly, it's a brand that's made by queer people.
Yeah, these look like people you'd see at an Angel City soccer game.
Exactly. And then they also have an Elton John eyewear line.
I didn't know about this, and I'm very interested to check it out.
I know. Yeah, that's, he must, I guess he did a line with Walmart. And so, yeah, the first two things that they have are two queer people and their products or businesses, which I do appreciate because they're kind of highlighting that more than just like
Skittles.
Yeah. So then they have, well, next they have brands giving back. Oh. So you can click on Skittles, which apparently donates $1 to GLAAD for every pack purchased. And then Kind Bars have donated 50,000. That seems kind of low for a big brand, but
yeah, for whatever. Kind Bars, like, come on, 50,000.
But it seems for a good cause. I have not investigated this cause myself, but it's some sort of center for housing and other services, which seems like an important cause. So they basically, this is the order. They are highlighting queer people making products, then mm-hmm. brands giving back, mm-hmm. then last they have kind of like your standard issue, like flags or t-shirts. Like
a party pack. They have yeah. like soccer mom chairs that are rainbow.
They have a typical like rainbow t-shirt. They have some balloons that you can get to throw a pride party. They have
Bratz dolls.
Apparently Bratz has a special edition pride pack. Wait, let's look into this.
Gosh, good for Bratz dolls.
Wow. Stop. Oh my gosh, this is actually really cool. Wait, and it's a couple.
It's a couple? What does the sign say? Ugh, I can't even think straight. A Bratz doll is holding that?
Yes, and then the other Bratz doll has a sign that says queer and unapologetic. And oh they're wearing gosh. Like big rainbow fur coats and like feather boas.
They are, yeah, they are.
And one of the Bratz dolls has lesbian flag high knee socks on.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty cool.
They're
I will
wearing
say.
Like they're like in full fur heading to the protest.
Yeah, it looks like they're heading to a protest. Oh, the.
They have a megaphone.
The actual like pack that it comes with, oh, a champagne bottle to celebrate, but also a megaphone to yell what you need to spread the word about. Oh, a water bottle to stay hydrated at the parade.
Yeah.
A fan to stay cool.
This is
really
funny.
The attention to detail. Is really good, I would say. I can't even see everything. I can't tell what everything is. And it looks like maybe some hair clips also come with the dolls. But it's like a two-pack, so you can buy the two dolls together.
For the low price of $80.
Oh, look, this one shows them holding the megaphone.
Just yeah. a romantic
it is $80.
Day at the Pride Parade.
Yeah, that
wow.
is so...
Wow,
that's
Bratz.
Actually really cool. Okay.
Give us that Bratz movie.
So Walmart, I would say... I'm more impressed than I would have thought.
Yeah, I think especially the way it's organized as well. I appreciate the organization. I like that they're highlighting brands that are giving to good causes. So you can feel like you're participating mm-hmm. in rainbow capitalism and also giving to causes that you support. So that's good.
That is actually really nice. I didn't even know a lot of these things, but like this, I think it's a pet treat company called Temptations. Mm-hmm. They gave $100,000 to the same center
that Kind Bars.
That
did?
Kind Bars did. They gave twice as much. I've never even heard of this brand.
Yeah, so Kind Bars, I have my eye on you.
Yeah, we could
you
do
were
better.
A little skimpy. You can
and
get out that wallet.
Oreo is donating $500,000 to PFLAG, which again, like honestly, for brands like this, that is a drop in the bucket. For money wise, but I appreciate that Walmart's saying like, hey, if you're going to purchase certain things, you may want to know that like these donations have been made. And then I'm sure this portion is very small, but it does say a portion of Walmart sales goes to the Los Angeles LGBT Center.
Oh, that's great.
Which is actually a great, I mean, I can't imagine that's worldwide. It's like probably the Los Angeles Walmart sales.
Right.
But the LA LGBT Center is a really great resource. So that's cool. And then they have like a bunch of different flags.
Yeah, it is cool that they really offer a lot of different pride flags. So
yeah, they have the non-binary flag.
You identify in the community. It mm-hmm. seems like Walmart would be a good place to get your flag if you want to wear that flag at the celebration.
Yeah. I mean, all of this to say, again, like I said at the beginning, we're not really here to have like a capitalism discussion in general, because probably the best place to get certain things like this would be smaller businesses.
I didn't know there's a flag for gay straight allies.
No.
I don't
Wait,
think
where?
We, there. Look.
Oh.
I don't think we need that flag.
We don't need that flag.
Why is there a flag for allies?
Okay.
Well, at least it's twice as much as the other flags. At least they're
it
like, if
is.
You're going to buy that, It's wow. All the flags are about $6.99. This one is about $12, the ally flag. So it's like, listen, if you're going to be kind of weird enough to wear, to go to a pride parade, to be like, to be clear, I'm an ally.
That is so funny. Oh, I guess there's also a Queer Eye collection at Walmart.
Oh, cool. Good for them.
All right. So Walmart does better than I would have thought. I mean, it's still Walmart, and I think there's a lot of valid criticism.
I don't think anyone is going to be touching Postmates.
No.
But it's definitely not a Highgate. It's more than Highgate. It's not Forever 21.
No, way better. Oh my gosh. Night and day better than
Forever 21. It's not Postmates, though.
Okay. Last but not least, we are going to review something very special for you all.
I can't believe it. Okay. We stumbled upon this the other day, which gave us the idea for this episode. Our good friends at Disney Plus have a Pride collection.
They have a Pride.
Let's see what you're talking about, you cowards.
Okay, so they have several categories. They have four categories. The first one is LGBTQIA plus stories.
And how convenient that Love, Victor is now there. Yeah. I know they moved it from Hulu. I know. I'm just saying that they could have done it from the jump.
If you don't follow this whole thing, Grace's beef with Disney Plus originally started because they declined to have Love, Victor, which was the spinoff series from Love, Simon, on Disney, and instead they sort of relegated it to Hulu. Not that Hulu's bad, it's just, I guess, it's not like the pristine Disney front page.
Well, it should have been they basically were like, it's, you know, we like to have family friendly stuff on Disney, and Love, Simon is gay, even though it's like this wholesome, you know, preteen type show that the lead character is gay in. There's nothing like,
it's like Lizzie McGuire.
I mean, it's not like Lizzie McGuire, but it's like, it's
also
like,
had a controversy with Disney, remember?
Oh yeah, because Hilary Duff was like, I would like to have sex if I'm playing Lizzie McGuire.
If I'm playing 35-year-old Lizzie McGuire,
I think it's appropriate that she has sex. And Disney was like, hell no.
People Disney, cannot handle Lizzie McGuire.
They cannot. I actually couldn't handle it if she didn't.
I know. Well, like, no, she could be Ace.
That's true. But I just didn't
realize that.
But totally. But then address it. Then like have Lizzie McGuire be Ace and have like this incredible
storyline of what that means to her and her life.
Absolutely. But they were like, no, we have to
talk about it because that's a big topic that's going to come up for someone.
They were basically like, Lizzie McGuire has no identity. They were like, we want her to be devoid of any identity with regards to sexuality and intimacy.
She's still beefing with Kate Sanders and crushing on Ethan Kraft.
But crushing...
Crushing from a distance.
Crushing from from an unexamined distance. And Hilary Duff was like, well, then I'm not going to do the show. Yeah. And then they totally dropped it, which is so stupid because it would have gotten crazy ratings.
Going through, they have these LGBTQIA plus stories. I don't really know a lot of the... Like, this show, Howard. Have you heard of it?
No.
We don't really know what these things are, so I can't tell you.
I think click on Mac Wrestles. I'm pretty sure that's about a trans wrestler.
Oh, cool.
I think it's like a documentary about him.
Yeah, yes. Definitely sounds that way from the description. It's only 25 minutes, though. That's pretty short. Oh, it's 30 for 30. It's like one of those shorts.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's like an episode. I thought it was a whole documentary that was only 25 minutes.
So LGBTQ plus stories... They have a variety of stories. I haven't heard of that many. And then they have movies and shorts. Eternals, they have in their Pride collection. Okay.
Okay.
I have seen parts of Eternals on a plane. And...
Well, there must be something queer something. In there. But have West Side Story. I've never seen it.
West Side Story has a queer character, but it's pretty... background.
They have The Gender Revolution, a journey with Katie Couric.
I can't wait to hear about Katie Couric's gender revolution that she's going through. I'm excited for her.
The title does make it sound like Katie Couric
is going on a journey through her gender revolution.
I mean, maybe she is. We don't know.
I hope she is. But I would also just like to say that, like, I can't wait for specials like that. Like, truly, especially based on my experience with State of Grace, I can't wait to like be in a position to host a special like that,
mm-hmm.
where it's not fun. Like, no offense to Katie Couric, but I've seen her do interviews. I remember she did an interview with a Laverne Cox, and she just like didn't know, like, there were a lot of, like, questions that she was asking that I was like, you just had no idea what you were going into when you went into this interview. And it's okay because this isn't your community. But won't it be great when we can have, when we do interviews and specials like this from a news perspective, there's a person who's conducting the interview who has some awareness that isn't just like, oh my gosh, I'm visiting this, like, very bizarre alien specimen. Like, tell me about all these weird things, rather than like some place of knowing and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there. I want to do the next one. Gender revolution, yes, with Grace Semler Baldridge and Katie Couric. Let me just come with her.
I can't wait for that. Okay, then we have, of course, Glee is represented in, because, you know, Fox, Disney, all one and the same.
No, I guess. Glee is a gay show. I agree. Yeah. Glee is very
gay. I'm just saying, like, Glee wasn't originally a Disney thing. Yeah. It was on Fox, but now they're all friends. I'm just scrolling through this. I'm not seeing a ton that I recognize, but also a lot of this stuff is clearly aimed
for children,
at a younger.
But something that is cool is that they also have Pride episodes. So mm-hmm. within the series that we've already named, like, I don't know, Gravity Falls or Big Shot. Like, these are shows I don't know, but they have selected episodes that I guess specifically tackle LGBTQ+ issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think that is really cool to, like, boil that down of, like, okay, you might not watch an entire series of Amphibia, but if you were, here is the gay one.
Right. They have even, like, some select episodes of Glee. Oh, yeah. I remember that episode about, like, a teacher in Glee who's gay. Remember this mm-hmm. one? See the thumbnail?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've selected out specific episodes. I do think that's nice. And my guess is a queer person probably was involved in doing the deep dive of finding all the episodes.
And that was probably a fun project. Because, like, Good Luck Charlie, that show has, you know, been canceled for a while. But I guess there was a gay episode.
Yeah. It's a little more than high gay, but it's not extensive. And also they recycle. So they have these four categories, but then, like, look right now. There's like the same.
They're recycling.
The categories are pretty
limited. I think we can. There's room for improvement from Disney. I would give them an enthusiastic high gay.
Yeah, like, hello.
Hi gay. They're like, we did it. Yeah. And it's, you know, they didn't totally do it, but they made a Pride collection. It's a long ways from where they were when they wouldn't even put Love, Victor on their streaming platform. So I want to recognize that progress and once again say that your money is no good here. And if you ever want to sponsor this podcast, forget about it, okay? You'll have to do a lot to win me over. We don't have a sponsor and it wouldn't be you.
It wouldn't be you, one of the biggest companies in the world. One of the
biggest companies in the world that could probably, like, help float this podcast for years to come? Hell no. We will make do on our Liquid Death sponsorship from 2 years ago.
We didn't even have this podcast 2 years ago.
Oh, that's true. We are coming up. We are coming up on 2 years of this podcast. And thank you so much for listening every week. We love spending this time with you. We actually ran into a house guest at a show that we went to recently, and it's just really, really fun and encouraging to know that y'all are tuning in and along for the ride. And that is our Pride content for this month. We hope you loved it. It was a lot of gay Titanic conspiracy theories that were then supported by a listener.
It's true.
And a lot of Lizzie's birthday content. And then us just roasting
Forever 21.
Yeah, just yucking the yums of corporations.
Enjoy whatever products and t-shirts and stuff you have. Seriously, don't listen to me on anything. I also genuinely don't have super strong feelings against these things. I just have to give some content for the episode. I can't say everything is like, great.
We're doing it for the clicks. Yeah. I'm going to give this episode a really clickbaity title.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Really clickbaity. And we will see you next week for another episode of Under Our Roof.
My love for you is constant and new, no matter the change or the age, as we both